Lisa, I've tried to learn a little bit from the staff, get a little more engaged and see where it is that I might be able to assist them. I'm not sure that they would look at my contributions so far as much assistance. I'm still trying to learn a lot of things, and they've been great. They've been walking me through the system, trying to help me get familiar. And again, I don't come in with any magic bullet. I've been there before years ago. I've seen some of these things happen, and hopefully whatever little bit of knowledge I have, I can help in some way. And so far it's been great. The team has been welcoming. They are working hard to find improvements each and every day. And I sure appreciate their efforts. And I appreciate them, like I said, accepting me into the team and giving me an opportunity to assist where I can. As far as the updates with the outdoors, the Go Outdoors program, just some of the things that we've accomplished over the last month or so. Real recently, just the other day, Tuesday, I believe it was October 4th, we opened up the preference points purchase option on the wildlife side. This was a few days later than we anticipated. We ran into some business rules that kind of gave us some fits, needed to do some additional programming, and we had to push that back as far as an opening date. But then on the backside, we also extended it. So we're going to take preference points purchase through January 4th. So we'll give everybody even some additional time to get that taken care of. And we sent out a bunch of emails, tried to get everybody aware of what's going on there. But believe it or not, that was a lot more complicated process than what anybody imagines it to be. When you start looking at all of our business rules, it is a complicated process. And we apologize for not meeting our deadline, but at the same time, we wanted to make sure we got it right. And I believe that we got it real close to right. We've got a couple of things we're still working on, but we're open and ready for business on that aspect. We also conducted the elk contingency drawing. Additional license that this commission approved, 22 additional licenses. We processed about 2,000 applications for that and had a successful drawing. So those licenses are out in the hunters' hands. We spent quite a little time preparing for the pheasant season opener. We have met with Brandt and we met with our agents. We're just preparing for that, what we know is going to be a rush here next weekend. We're starting to ramp up as it sits today, but really in the middle of next week is when we'll really start to see activity increase. We want to make sure that we've got the right number of people on the phones. We want to make sure that we've got the right horsepower on the server side of it. We want to make sure that our agents understand our process. We want to make sure that we're available. We're doing all those things now to cover as many bases as we possibly can and avoid any issues. They're going to come up. They always do. They have for years, right? We just hope that we've covered as many bases as we can. We avoid the major issue and we'll deal with the minor ones as they come up. So I'm real comfortable with where we're at and how we've prepared for that. And we'll continue to have those conversations right up until we, you know, see people start hunting on Saturday morning. We also held a couple of training sessions for our agents. We've got a little over 300 agents in the state. We conducted two training sessions on Tuesday of this week. We'll have another one tomorrow. That's just an effort to get everybody up to speed and give them as much technical assistance as we can. Appreciate Danny Tobin conducting those training sessions. I think the best part of those is that we didn't get a lot of feedback from the agents that said, hey, this portion is really broken, or here's a major issue that we're having. So I think it's going well, and we'll just continue to try to enhance some things and maybe make things a little easier on our agents. We're preparing for the return deer drawing. As you know, we give the opportunity for people to return licenses, deer licenses that they aren't able to use by September 30th. We're starting to assemble that drawing as we speak, and we'll be conducting that here I think it's a couple weeks. So. On the park side, not a whole lot of major improvements. We're kind of winding down from our season. We're stepping back and we're assessing what's going on. We made some minor improvements. Last Thursday evening, we ran an update that fixed a bunch of minor things, both on the wildlife and the park side. But I've heard very positive comments that we've fixed some bugs. We've created some more user-friendly options for both the public and the administrative side. Those are regularly scheduled updates. Our next one is scheduled for January 4th or 5th, I believe.